All right, wrestling fans, we have finally made it. It is Remember Their Legacy 2024 coming to you from the Shirk Center in Bloomington, Illinois. I am Southern Dynamite here with you on what could be called Pro Wrestling America's biggest day. Because we have every title on the line. We have the annual Living Legend and Dearly Departed Battle Royals going on. And then in our main event, second main event actually, because we have the World Heavyweight title and the World Tag Team titles on the line. But we have the World Tag Team titles on the line. Everything's on the table. Everybody's contract is on the line in this match. Not just the ones in the cage, but everybody in the PWA. A lot of people are going to get fired at the end of the night. And we have to get there first of all. So here we are. We have, starting off, the Interstate 74 title on the line. Ahmed Johnson defending the title against former champion Disco Inferno. His automatic rematch. And Ahmed takes his time dismantling Disco. Ahmed slams Disco into the turnbuckle very early in the match. And then gets the pin with the Pearl River Plunge to retain the title in a time of 7 minutes, 2 seconds. So Ahmed Johnson continues Devastation Incorporated's hold on some of the titles. But that's the thing. Devastation Incorporated is involved in every single title match tonight. As we see Lance Storm defending the Illinois heavyweight title against Chris Candido. And Lance and Chris have a brilliant match. The fans show their ECW chanting skills throughout the match as Chris kicks out from the super kick and Lance kicks out from the Pittsburgh plunge. Chris finally gets the pin after pulling a chain from his tights and knocking Lance out with it. Chris Candido is your new Illinois heavyweight champion in a time of 14 minutes, 43 seconds. He is the second three-time Illinois heavyweight champion in PWA history. So now, Devastation Incorporated has another title in their arsenal. Will it keep going? American heavyweight or American tag team titles are on the line next as PG-13 defends the titles against the guys who lost the number one contender match for the world titles, that being Pat Tanaka and Paul Diamond, Bad Company. And in yet another installment of the extremely long-standing feud between PG-13 and Bad Company, we have a slobber knocker, to use JR's words. Before the match, both teams request special stipulations for the match. Akbar and I agree that it would be easiest to do a Falls Count Anywhere match. With this stipulation, we add a second referee. David Manning is already in the ring for the match. He gets excited when Jerry Calhoun is introduced as the second referee. Calhoun had left the PWA a couple of years ago because of abuse he had taken in matches from the wrestlers. Now, he's willing to work with us again. Go figure. Alright, as with a normal Falls Count Anywhere match, the tag teams take advantage of the anywhere. Calhoun sticks with Diamond and Wolfie D. Manning sticks with JC Ice and Tanaka. Diamond and Wolfie D fight up the aisle and end up backstage. Tanaka and JC Ice find their way through the crowd onto the balcony. Diamond and Wolfie D brawl into the concession stand area. Diamond hip tosses Wolfie D into the door of the main concession stand. Tanaka chokes JC Ice up against the balcony railing, trying to shove him over the railing. Manning tries to keep JC Ice on the balcony level. Tanaka takes a swing at Manning, but Manning ducks it. JC Ice drop kicks Tanaka from behind. Tanaka's head bounces off the fitness center window. Tanaka staggers towards the stairs. JC Ice goes for flying head scissors, but Tanaka counters it with a powerbomb into the wall. Tanaka easily gets the pin in a time of 25 minutes, 15 seconds. Bad Company. Paul Diamond and Pat Tanaka are your new American Tag Team Champions. So we've had three title matches so far, and Devastation Incorporated has won all three. This is putting a lot of pressure on the main events tonight between Eddie Gilbert retaining the World Heavyweight title and Too Cold Scorpio and Wild Card trying to regain the titles so that I can get rid of Devastation Incorporated completely. So will that be three titles that go vacant next week? We're going to have to find out. But first, we have the annual Living Legend Battle Royal with Goldust, Jerry Lawler, Tully Blanchard, Great Kabuki, Paul Diamond, Ahmed Johnson, Pat Tanaka, Luke Williams, Eric Embry, Disco Inferno, Dustin Rhodes, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, JC Ice, Lance Storm, Two Cold Scorpio, Wolfie D, Kendall Windham, Mike Jackson, Doug Gilbert, Rolando Freeman, Wildcard, Iceman King Parsons, Dexter Poindexter, Jushin Thunder Liger, and Austin Idol. A, you know, veritable who's who among the living legends that are in the PWA right now. So what happens? Well, Jim Duggan gets eliminated by Jerry Lawler in a minute 10. Mike Jackson gets eliminated by Ahmed Johnson in 2 minutes. Dangerous Doug Gilbert gets eliminated by Great Kabuki in 2 minutes 46 seconds. Dexter Poindexter is eliminated by JC Ice in 4 minutes 21 seconds. Ahmed Johnson is eliminated by Kendall Windham in 6 minutes 33 seconds, reminding us of their feud back through the summer of last year. Then Pat Tanaka is eliminated by Jerry Lawler in a time of 9:17. Wildcard is eliminated by Dustin Rhodes at 11:45. Goldust is eliminated by Rolando Freeman at 14:14. Wolfie D gets eliminated by Dusty Rhodes in 15:05. Great Kabuki is eliminated by Jerry Lawler at 15:46. Tully Blanchard gets eliminated by Kendall Windham in a time of 18 minutes, 8 seconds. 20 seconds later, Rolando Freeman is eliminated by JC Ice. Kendall Windham is eliminated by Two Cold Scorpio in 19:32. Jushin Thunder Liger is eliminated by Iceman King Parsons at 21:48. Paul Diamond is eliminated by Dustin Rhodes at 24:25. Two Cold Scorpio is eliminated by Luke Williams at 26:23. Little over a minute later, 27:28, Luke Williams then eliminates Eric Embry. Jerry Lawler gets eliminated by Dustin Rhodes at 27:52. 3 seconds later, JC Ice is eliminated on the other side of the ring by Iceman King Parsons. We're down to only a handful of guys now. Lance Storm then gets eliminated by Luke Williams at 29:30. Luke gets eliminated by Disco Inferno at 30:52. Dustin Rhodes gets eliminated by Iceman King Parsons at 33:40. Disco Inferno is eliminated by Austin Idol at 36:30. Wait, where the heck did Austin Idol come from? That's the first mention we've had of him in the match. And then 39 seconds later, at 37:09, Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol eliminates Iceman King Parsons to be the 2024 Living Legend Battle Royal winner. Now we move on to the Dearly Departed Battle Royal, where you have Big Bubba Rogers, Chris Candido, Tully Blanchard, Brett Wayne Sawyer, Iron Mike Sharp, Tommy Rogers, Eddie Gilbert, Butch Reed, and Butch Miller. What happens here? Well, Brett Wayne Sawyer gets eliminated by Butch Miller in 2 minutes 30 seconds. Tommy Rogers gets eliminated by Chris Candido at 4:22. 11 seconds later, Butch Miller is eliminated by Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. Then 23 seconds later, the World Heavyweight Champion eliminates Iron Mike Sharp, showing that, yeah, stables mean nothing in the Battle Royal. At 5:15, Billy Travis is eliminated by Chris Candido. Big Bubba Rogers is then eliminated by Eddie Gilbert and Butch Reed at 7 minutes 38 seconds. Butch Reed is then eliminated by Chris Candido at 8 minutes 27 seconds. And then at 10 minutes 2 seconds, your World Heavyweight Champion, Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert, eliminates Chris Candido to become the 2024 Dearly Departed Battle Royal winner. So we have last week's main event as the two guys who end up winning the Battle Royals. Great symmetry there. Now, in the quest for Devastation Incorporated to win all the titles, we have the one where they are the biggest underdog, because you have the American heavyweight title on the line. Hacksaw Jim Duggan defending the title against Billy Travis. Billy Travis finally gets his American heavyweight title shot from St. Valentine's Day Massacre, winning the Heartbreakers Rumble. He is completely excited until Duggan finally steps into the ring. Duggan steps up to Travis and holds up the title belt. Travis tries to not look intimidated, but he quickly folds. Duggan has control of the match from the beginning. Travis has a brief moment of respite as he sidesteps a shoulder block. Travis rolls Duggan up for the pin. Nick Patrick counts the pinfall, but Patrick notices Travis's feet on the ropes after the three count. He restarts the match. Duggan quickly takes advantage again, and Duggan gets the pin cleanly after a spinebuster slam to retain the title in a time of 16 minutes, 13 seconds. Hacksaw Jim Duggan is still your American heavyweight champion. So now we've had the first loss by a member of Devastation Incorporated in a title match tonight. How does this fare? We have one guy holding it out for Percy Pringle and the Hacksaws. All right, we are down to our double main event with the world titles on the line. In our first main event, the world heavyweight titles on the line. Goldust went through the round robin tournament and was part of the five-way tie at the end. He survived the elimination match to give him the title shot tonight. With Hot Stuff and Hyatt International and Devastation Incorporated both involved in this match, I wanted to make sure that this weighty match has a clean and clear-cut resolution. So I assigned Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol, who has maintained his neutrality throughout the whole war between the factions, as the special referee. Any match you could come up with for Eddie Gilbert and Goldust is going to be a classic. This is no exception. The match goes more than 40 minutes in a fairly even brawl. Neither Eddie nor Goldust can get a three count from Idol. Both men get a bit irritated with Idol about possible slow counts. Eddie gets in his face about one too many slow counts after 45 minutes. Idol points to his striped shirt and says he is calling it down the line. Goldust drop kicks Eddie from behind, knocking him into Idol. Idol hauls off and nails Eddie with a straight right hand. Goldust sets Eddie up for the Shattered Dreams in the corner, but Idol backs him away. Idol frees Eddie from the turnbuckle. Eddie shoves Idol out of the way. Idol shoves Eddie back into a German suplex from Goldust. Goldust covers and Idol gives a very quick count to give Goldust the title in a time of 49 minutes, 7 seconds. Goldust is your new World Heavyweight Champion, joining Austin Idol as one of four two-time World Heavyweight Champions in the PWA. Akbar climbs into the ring with the title belt. He and Idol embrace, and the crowd boos ferociously because this was a setup the entire time. Oh, what is this coming to? Well, it's coming to the second main event tonight, where all the marbles are involved. All the cards are on the table. Devastation Incorporated has an almost perfect run in the matches tonight. We have this match in a cage to avoid outside interference. Also, if Scorpio and Wildcard win the titles, I get a 5-minute match in the cage against Akbar. If I win that match, Skandar Akbar and Devastation Incorporated will be immediately fired from the PWA roster. They will not be able to re-sign with the PWA for 1 year, not until after Remember Their Legacy 25. If Akbar wins, he will be given complete control of the PWA for 120 days. And everyone who is not a member of Devastation Incorporated will be immediately fired. Akbar has not given the 1-year ban, but who knows who he will actually sign if he gets the chance. And y'all, the match is in a cage. It is a bloodbath. All four men are busted open thanks to the cage. Both tag teams put everything into the match. Wildcard gets the pin on Butch after the Joker's Wild at a time of 15:26 to regain the World Tag Team Champions. Too Cold Scorpio and Wildcard are your new World Tag Team Champions for the second time. And so I get my match with Akbar for all the marbles. I enter the cage to congratulate the new World Tag Team Champions. As I raise Wildcard's arm, he whips me into the turnbuckle. The crowd gasps. As I bounce out, he nails the Joker's Wild on me. Scorpio climbs the turnbuckle and comes off with a 450 splash on top of me. Akbar climbs into the cage with a big smile on his face. He hugs Scorpio and Wildcard as they leave the ring to allow the next match to happen. Obviously, Akbar gets the easy pin in 6 seconds. Akbar now has complete control over the PWA for the next 120 days. Wildcard grabs the microphone from the ring announcer and tosses it to Akbar in the ring. Akbar announces that everyone who has not signed with Devastation Incorporated is immediately fired. He encourages the snotty-nosed brats in the crowd to come back next week for the new evolution of PWA. Everything will have a new look for next season, beginning with a grand funeral for me. Apparently, my entire wrestling career is over. Come back next week to see what happens, as we may have many new wrestlers in the PWA. What could Akbar possibly do to destroy this great federation? Come back next week to find out. But where does this leave us right now? Well, here is the current roster now that everybody outside of Devastation Incorporated has been fired. Well, you've got Skandar Akbar as the new head booker and promoter. I'm still on because I have an ironclad contract that I cannot be fired. I have to lose my spot. Same clause that Akbar has. Same clause that Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert has as being part of the booking committee. So Eddie also worked in Missy into that contract. So you have those four of us. Then you have World Heavyweight Champion Goldust. You have Jerry Lawler, who joined a couple of weeks ago. You have Austin Idol, who joined this week. Tully Blanchard, Big Bubba Rogers, Too Cold Scorpio, Great Kabuki, Chris Candido, Billy Travis, Ahmed Johnson, Wildcard, Bad Company, and the Sheepherders. That is who is in the PWA right now, the 19 members. What is going to happen? Who's going to sign with a promotion run by Skandar Akbar? Again, you'll have to come back next week because it is going to be a wild ride through the summer.